only.
Evening highs today, 15 to 18 degrees. Today, FM News, we'll have more at 3.
Ray, thank you very
Ray
much.
Ray Foley.
You're a good man, you're a good man.
It's Ray Foley.
It's
playing the music you love all afternoon. Today, FM.
Today, FM. Ireland, good afternoon, good day, welcome. 0874 100102. It's not just my show, it's your show too. What's going on with you today? What's happening? What's going on? How you feeling? You got something special? Something you want to share with the class? A big secret you're keeping, you want to tell us? We'll tell everybody. You don't even need to tell us your name, right? Just, hey, do you know what? Just give us something to talk about, won't it, JP?
Yeah, for about the next 2.5 hours.
We'll get 40 minutes out of it, then we'll take someone else's text. And,
okay, yeah.
And so on.
Uh-huh.
What are you having for the dinner? Are we in dinner discussions yet?
Could be, yeah. You're probably maybe buying your dinner, so let us know, please. We'd love to know.
I think you're probably in the dinner deciding zone now. I'm going out for dinner tonight, actually.
Oh, lucky you.
It's Mrs. Foley's birthday, so
thanks for the invite, yeah.
I'm not going to bring you.
Why not?
To my wife's birthday dinner.
Was I your best man at your wedding?
Have a listen to this. This is a grandma eating cookies. Okay? Granny's eating cookies. Have a listen.
Granny, what are you doing?
I'm having a cookie.
Granny, those cookies aren't for you.
What do you mean? They're for everybody. What, only for you?
Granny, they're dog treats.
No! No!
Is that like a New York granny or something?
I don't know. I don't see where she's from. You just see her. She's standing at the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
Nibbling on a what looks like a biscuit.
I'm having a cookie.
Granny, those cookies aren't for you.
What do you mean? They're for everybody. What, only for you?
Granny, they're dog treats.
No. No.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Granny, they're not for you.
No. No.
Today at them's.
Dermot, Kennedy, and Kissimmee.
Granny, they're dog treats.
No! No!
Bow, 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 bow. All right, good afternoon. My name's Ray Foley. Every weekday afternoon between 2 and 4:30. What, you got other plans?
No! No!
Gang's all here, by the way. JP in the house. Oh, I've got a tea sweat now again, sorry. Do I make this mistake every day? Tea sweat. Drink a cup of tea and I just get too warm.
Maybe you need a milkier cup of tea that's a little bit cooler.
I don't take milk in my tea, that's another problem.
Black tea?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't take any milk in my tea or my cup. Well, actually, I tell a lie. I like a cappuccino. But if I don't have a cappuccino or making a coffee at home or an instant coffee... I don't put milk in it. I guzzle it, and I'm too hot. Of course, it doesn't help when the air conditioning in the radio station is consistently set to 48 degrees Celsius.
No, it's actually in the other rooms, it's absolutely fine. It's just this this room where it's a bit spicy.
Are we not in the middle of an energy crisis, lads? Do you know what? I think Dermot and Dave like to cook... They're vol-au-vents.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And they're Kellogg's the toaster thing. What are those? Pop-tarts. Pop-tarts.
Yeah.
Dermot and Dave like to cook their vol-au-vents, their pop-tarts, a bag of frozen sausage rolls.
They've got a solid fuel stove in the corner of the studio.
McCain oven chips.
Mm.
And they like to have them all cooking in here between the hours of 9 and midday. So it's nice and warm. By the time we get here. Dermot and Dave bring in a full load of washing into the studio with them between 9 and midday.
Right.
And they have it out drying on the clothesline.
I was wondering where the constant condensation on the windows is coming from.
That's what it is, you see.
It's very damp. Warm and damp in here.
Dermot and Dave do consistently hot radio between 9 and midday every day. So I like to have it nice and warm. Dermot and Dave like to sit in here in the studio wearing just their Speedos, wearing the swimming trunks.
Yeah.
Nice and hot. And you know, I don't mind. I absolutely
cool with it,
don't mind.
That's good to hear.
I'm not cool with it. I'm roasting with it. But you won't hear me complain because that's not in my style. Years ago, I would have complained, but
you're
I don't.
A new man.
I don't complain anymore. On the granny eating the doggy treats. Granny, the doggy treats.
Granny, the dog treats.
No, no.
Text 0874-100-102. That's an easy mistake to make, says Catherine. My cat's food smells delicious and looks meaty and perfectly edible, from Catherine. Catherine, I'm not going to lie. With a wet dog or cat food, I have opened it on an occasion. Like, you know, the wet food.
Yep.
You can get bags of it, like kind of rip open bags, or you can get tins of it. And on occasion, I've gone, jeez, that smells lovely.
Is that the stuff that's sort of in gelatin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I've never taken the next step.
No, me neither. In fairness, I haven't. But I have, like, no more than when you open a ready meal. You know that kind of smell of like, ooh, yeah, that smells nice. Yeah, yeah. The tingle in the nostrils. The sort of, ooh, what are we having? The brain going, oh, you've opened something. I might like a taste of that. I've never actually done it. But yeah, the smell occasionally is nice. I've never gone for the dry food, you know, the kibble, the little
bit. No,
beetings.
You wouldn't eat that. No,
dog nuts, they're called. I've never eaten dog nuts. I've never nibbled on my dog's nuts.
I mean,
when you're scooping, you got the scoop
the
of that.
The nuts belong to your dog.
Absolutely.
Stay away from your dog's nuts.
As tempted as I might be, I'm eyeballing my dog's nuts, I'm like, no, I'm not going
to. Ray Foley asking you to stay away from your dog's nuts.
Keep your dog's nuts out of your mouth this Halloween.
Can you do that for us? Can you do that for us? Just keep them out of your mouth this Halloween.
Please.
Please.
Don't be an effing idiot.
Think of the dog. The dog has to eat something.
I have eaten Bonio, though.
Have you?
Have you ever tried Bonio?
I have not tried Bonio.
Do you know what Bonio is?
Bonio is a biscuit that's in shape of bone.
Yeah, it's a dried dog biscuit. And I'm not going to lie, I have, like, the paler ones. There's some darker ones, like this one with charcoal and stuff.
Well, you wouldn't go near that one.
I won't go near the pale ones, though. The pale one. I tell you what.
Yeah.
Dunk those in a black tea with three sugars. And you've got a jar of Nutella.
Oh, you wouldn't even know the difference.
Too dirty to clean.
Great for the digestion. Keeps you regular. Right, we'll do the roll call after this.
You ain't here to party today, FM.
Time for my arrival, ladies and gentlemen. I have arrived. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley here. JP.
Watch
out. He's there. 0874 100 102. Roll call. I'm on show, Ray and JP, listening in from cloudy Portugal. Hello to all of our Portuguese listeners. I said that I was happy with a staycation, but himself insisted that we pay the big money to enjoy more expensive clouds. Love the show. Hey. A from Deirdre and Gareth. Deirdre and Gareth, good to have you guys. Surely it's still nicer. It'd be nicer, a nicer class of cloud you'd get in Portugal than you would over here. It's quite wet here, if it makes you feel any better. Hey, Ray and JP, Daniel on show in Nina after 5 years in the US. Great to come home to family and my favourite ever radio show. I presume it's the last
he
word.
It doesn't specify.
It's Matt. Matt,
it definitely. Matt,
Matt's
it?
On okay. From 4:30, and that's great news. And I'm sure, Ray, just letting you know that we got our hands on some decent pumpkins and used the hacks you mentioned a few weeks ago. They turned out lovely. From Moira in Kildare Town. Here's a funny pumpkin story for you. In my house, I bought the pumpkins 2 weekends ago, and at the weekend just gone, we, in inverted commas, did the pumpkins.
Right.
The children did nothing.
They didn't chip in.
Well, what could they do? They can't. Their puny little arms are too weak to scoop out the innards of the pumpkin.
Did you rebuke them suitably?
I was moody.
Right, okay, so they got the point.
I was stroppy and moody.
His dad's not happy.
And then a very sharp knife to cut it. You're not going to let an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old.
They're only going to learn one way.
Do you remember Christmas 2022 when Matthew lost the finger?
He never lost another one.
Nah. He's down to 9, but he stayed at 9 the rest of his life. And Daddy was in great form because he's usually in a mood around Halloween. I lost a finger, but Daddy was delighted. Hey, on the subject of Bonio, you know Bonio biscuits, dog biscuits, I've eaten them a few times. This is a few years ago now. You see, you'd get like, I think there's 5 varieties of Bonio in a Bonio bag.
Yeah.
So it's a hard, crunchy dog treat. I think you can get it in a fairly large bone shape. Bonio.
Ideal, yeah.
Or you can get it in a round sort of pebble-like shape. A smaller variety.
I get you.
And then there could be five flavours. So it'd be like an oaty treat of some kind. They're all rock hard, by the way. Insanely hard. So there's a they're darker brown, very dark brown ones. Then there's a nearly black one. And then there's a sort of a lighter, paler one that to all intents and purposes could look like a hobnob.
Right. And you did. I had that knob.
Indeed. And it's fine. It's not a, it never did me any harm.
Did you notice that your vitality increased? Was your coat lustrous?
I had a lustrous, shiny coat.
Okay, good. And your teeth, your dental health was good.
Great for tooth and gums. Gar's over there. Hello, Gar. How are you?
Yeah, Ray. I tried the Bonios myself. Yeah. But,
they're very tempting to look at, like, when you're giving your dog, when you're like, yeah, I'll give that a go.
Yeah, Ray. I tried the Bonios myself. But, you're right. Unless you just dip them into tea, man, they break a tooth.
Yeah, they're very hard. You need to prepare yourself for it. If you've dentures or anything like that, you need to be very careful. You could suck on a Bonio, I suppose. Hey, JP, have you ever sucked on a Bonio?
I've yet to have that pleasure, yeah.
Do you know that they say it contains lamb and beef and chicken? Do you know what parts of those animals they use to put in dog and cat food? Not the prime cut from someone that produces animals for a meat factory. Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that. But if you're willing to eat animal, what do you know? And we used to feed my youngest sister, who was probably 2 or 3 at the time, doggy chocolate buttons.
They're probably cheap. Are they cheaper? Is it a saving? Are you making a saving?
What was your sister? Text and tell us your youngest sister's name. Mary. Mary, come here, Mary. Come here, Mary. Who's a good girl? Scratching behind her ears and giving her doggy chocolate treats. She loved them. Her colon did not. My poor parents had to clean the mess up. Not pleasant, but so worth it, says Lorna. Lorna, it's all about those family memories. You'll treasure them forever.
Ray Foley.
Thanks indeed for the correspondence.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
Come here, Mary.
Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl, Mary? Stick around. I'm playing Swedish House Mafia for you next. Corner Shop, Brimful of Asha. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello. Ray Foley for Is it Thursday? Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I jump terrible with days. The weeks are flying by. I must really love this job. And I've never loved radio. I've never been a fan of radio. Right. I don't even listen to the radio.
It wasn't a vocation, getting money.
It was only ever a means to an end.
Right.
But I gotta tell you, I am thoroughly enjoying this gig. And I didn't expect to. I mean, when they said, we're going to throw you back with JP, I was like,
Not that dose again. Oh my God. No. You told me at the time, yeah. Thanks.
It was like that line in that Mafia film, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. Mm. That's what it was like.
Right, yeah.
But I'm loving, I'm having a great time.
Well, listen, thanks for coming back, Ray, yeah?
Another good news story. This is do you follow Good News Movement on Instagram or Facebook?
I don't.
You should, it's great. And it's generally hopeful or positive or good news, just generally good news stories. One story I was looking at is of Jessica Wade, which I think is a fantastic name. I think she's an English lady, a physicist, or a scientist anyway. I think she's a physicist, a research fellow at Imperial College London. Investigating spin-selective charge transport through chiral systems in the Department of Materials.
So, get you. Huh?
So, yeah.
I'd say it's fair to say she is a scientist, then.
She's a scientist lady. Let me call her.
All right.
She's my science lady. She's my Jessica Wade lady. And they were covering her. Her story's incredible. I'll let her tell you herself. Hang on. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Jessica Wade?
It is.
Hello, Jessica Wade. It's Ray Foley, the radio presenter from Today FM in Ireland, calling. How are you?
I'm completely thrilled to be talking to you.
Don't be too thrilled, because I will only disappoint Jessica Wade.
Oh, are we not doing it?
We're on now. We're on. No, this is it. But this is the disappointment.
No, you're not going to disappoint me. I'm very excited.
2.5 hours of radio disappointment every day, and you're just going to get a little segment, a little slice of it. Jessica, I was just talking about you. They featured you on the Good News Movement. Did you see that story on? Do you know what Good News Movement is?
I'm assuming it's a movement for good news. I haven't seen it because I find it cripplingly embarrassing to look at anything about myself.
That's why she's gotten a bit. That's why she's got multiple degrees. Yeah. That's why she's
a bit of an analysis of the name right there on the fly, on the spin.
And we didn't have to tell her anything about it, and she knew right away. I love this story. This is amazing. Jessica has written more than 1,600 Wikipedia profiles for previously who had been overlooked women in science or in the world of science thus far. Jessica, first of all, congratulations and incredible work. But where the hell do you find the time to do it?
I mean, I think some people are just inefficient. You know, I have a fantastic amount of stuff to do in the lab, and I have a really awesome job working at Imperial on kind of new materials for electronic devices. And then I get home and I sit down and I get this opportunity to discover more about a process or find out about a kind of pioneer from history or learn about a new part of the world I haven't learned about before, and then try and translate that into something that the general public and policymakers and future scientists can read on this incredible platform, Wikipedia. So I find the time because it's such an exciting project to be part of and such an important thing to do.
Did you come up with the idea yourself, or was it part of a discussion with other people or other women in science in general that women in science weren't getting recognition on Wikipedia?
No, I think, I mean, obviously people have been editing Wikipedia for a really long time, which is why Wikipedia exists. It's a kind of entirely volunteer-based project. And since it began kind of 20 plus years ago, there have been a committed team of editors creating content. But there are huge gaps on the site because we don't have enough diverse people editing. So whilst it's really important for so many different aspects of society, you know, you as a journalist and a broadcaster, teachers, people in making critical decisions about their health, they go to Wikipedia for that information. But there's huge gaps in what's on there, and really women and people from historically excluded groups aren't there. So when I found that out, I just became really kind of pumped and motivated that I needed to do more to kind of represent all of these incredible discoveries that people have made. And also they're amazing stories because they're really powerful for inspiring future generations and recognizing their incredible contributions to science.
How many have you done so far?
1,769.
Oh my God. I said over 1,600. You've been busy at work since this morning when we wrote 1,600. You work fast, madam. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 4 years.
Right.
So as you know, I have a day job, and science is quite a demanding and fascinating day job itself. So when I get home, I just, you know, make myself some dinner and then get into my Wikipedia editing.
It's not just editing. Like, do you originate the articles as well? It's not just a matter of like tidying
up
other articles.
Sure. I mean, sometimes it's tidying up and sometimes it's adding incredible awards that these women and these people of color have gone on to win. But actually, no, I create an article every day. It's just a kind of nerdy Wikipedia speak to call it editing.
Right. Wikipedia have commended you on your work on writing all these entries on Wikipedia. And you were, in 2019, you were brought to Buckingham Palace for an award as well. Is that correct?
I was honoured. We went to the Tower of London. And it was pretty funny, actually, because my parents are both medical doctors who have contributed, you know, hugely to society in probably maybe more meaningful ways than editing an encyclopedia. But my dad's name is also Dr. J. Wade. So when the letter came through to say, you know, this is coming from the royal family and you're going to get this shiny thing, it said Dr. J. Wade. And he read it and he thought, oh, finally, you know, my years as a neurologist are being recognized.
But actually, it was for you, for his daughter. It was for you. Did you bring them along at least?
Of course I took them along.
Well, at least that's something. That's nice enough. How do you feel about having a Marvel superhero name finally? Do you realise Jessica Wade is such an incredible superhero name? Do you realise that?
Oh my gosh, no, I don't think it is at all. Do you know, I've lived my entire life at the bottom of every register. I'd be happy to my name to have any value.
Well, it certainly does now, madam. Listen, thanks so much for taking our call this afternoon. Congratulations, and we'll be keeping an eye on further. You can get another 15 done before 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Cheers, Mrs. All the best.
Bye.
Congrats, bye.
Ray Foley.
Jessica Wade, you can look around.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tuam.
It is, though, a superhero name.
It is, and we spent a good portion of today's show, our working time, talking about dog treats.
Humans eating dog treats. Yeah. And she's written nearly 2,000 entries about women in science, technology, engineering and maths. And she herself is a scientist working predominantly in the field of screens and screens for gadgets and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Uh-huh. Anyway, if you want to come back to eating bonios, nibbling dog's nuts.
Yeah, 0874-101.
The usual number, yeah.
The last word with...
Nothing's going to stop us tonight. Apart from a cease and desist from Eiffel 65. David Guetta and I'm Good, brackets blue on Today FM, playing the music you love. And good afternoon, it's Ray Foley and we're talking to Jessica Wade, promoting women in science, technology, engineering and maths, and writing like 1,700 Wikipedia entries for overlooked female scientists. She's amazing. Jessica Wade, she's a scientist herself, and she sounds like a Marvel character.
She does, doesn't she?
Kick-ass Marvel superhero character. Jessica Wade is her mild-mannered scientist alter ego. And after one night working late in the lab, she mixes the radiation stuff with the, I don't know, the lightning stuff.
Don't do it, Jessica.
Jessica, no. Cracker, boom. Fade to black. And she wakes up, smoke everywhere. She's got a mask and she goes out to the night kicking ass.
Right. As a Wikipedia girl.
And writing. Wiki girl.
Wiki girl.
Wiki lady. She goes out into the night with her laptop writing Wikipedia entries. Texts and WhatsApps 0874-100-102.
Cullen's been in touch, Ray. He says, Ray, she had me till she called you a journalist.
Yeah, that was unnerving. I'll have you know, I've got 2 degrees in journalism, which, as you can see, have been very useful.
Ray Foley.
I mean, really applicable.
With Supermax and the Plaza.
Pretty Spears and Crazy, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. We are crazy about great music this afternoon and every afternoon. I'm Ray Foley, there's JP. And we're crazy about you and your texts. 0874-100-102. Loving the show, Ray. From sunny Sardinia. From Keith and Adeline. Where's Sardinia?
Near, that down Italia way.
Sardinia.
Otherwise known as Italy.
Is it in Italy?
Is it on an island?
Oh, it is. Hang on. So, there's Sicily and Sardinia. They're 2 different islands, aren't
right.
they?
Right.
And it's sunny there, at least. Anyway, making us jealous. Keith and Adeline, thanks for the text. Well, Ray, Clara here, listening in from Doha in Qatar. Or Qatar. Qatar. It's officially the start of our weekend here, so we have that Friday feeling. Keep up the great work. Love the show. Hey, from Clara. Clara, good to have you from Qatar.
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 Qatar. What have I got for you? Celebrity shoe news, if you like. Would you like some celebrity shoe news?
I mean, I like shoes and I like celebrities.
It's Thursday afternoon. A very good afternoon to you and welcome. Celebrity shoe news for Thursday, the 27th of October, 2022. First up in celebrity shoe news, Liam Gallagher's 130 pounds brogues have sold out in minutes and they're being flogged online for double the price. Did you notice that Liam Gallagher has his own brand of shoes?
Oh, so he wasn't just spotted wearing a pair of brogues and they got popular.
Why, you think someone nicked Liam Gallagher's shoes literally off his feet?
No, I'm saying
Went into, like, a Clark's shop and tried to sell them?
No.
Still smelling of Gallagher foot? Or they went on eBay or something?
No, I'm saying they might have seen him, got inspired to buy similar shoes, Ray.
Liam Gallagher's 130-pound Clark's shoes sell out in minutes. They're being flogged online for double the price. Fans have gone mad for Liam Gallagher's new shoes. They're called the LG Rambler. Liam Gallagher, I think, is what the LG stands for.
Yeah.
The 50-year-old former Oasis rocker helped design them. They're now being offered online for more than double the original £130. That'd be €150, maybe, around there? And there he is wearing them. And they look like moccasins, sort of.
Oh, were they made out of suede?
Yeah, kind of suede, kind of beigey suedey.
Oh, well, yeah, all right. All right, there, yeah.
Here's something I never understood.
They're not a rocker's pair of shoes.
And the same with a Kanye type of thing, right? I've never gotten. It's like, if you like the runners, or if you like the shoes that the person is hawking, yeah? Just go and get something like them. I don't understand. I've never understood it. Even as a kid, like, I never got swept up in the, oh, I have to have the thing that it, that the person. It's like, I like the look of it. Sure. If I liked the look of Liam Gallagher's Ramblers.
Right, yeah.
I'd be like, I'm not spending 150 euro on a pair of shoes.
You never owned a pair of Air Jordans, no?
Well, no, but I would have gotten something similar.
Right.
So, like, a pair of runners.
Fair Jordans.
Meanwhile, in celebrity shoe news, Kanye West in the news today. Kanye showed up at Skechers. His deal with Adidas was terminated following anti-Semitic comments that he seems to be constantly just going off the deep end online and on social media. Just being inappropriate, saying the wrong thing, almost intentionally, so some would say. Finally, Adidas called a multitude of various companies and corporate entities have ceased their relationships with him. And in response to Adidas calling time on the deal, he just, apropos of nothing and without any notice, showed up to Skechers. Now, I'm guessing he did this so that the Adidas people would be like, quick, he's just been spotted going into Skechers. And it wasn't like he went into a Skechers shop. He went to Skechers head office, went in the door without an appointment. The Skechers people have been forced to come out and make a statement that they had to throw him out because they didn't want to have a conversation with him and he hadn't made an appointment.
Kanye just needs a couple of quiet days to stay at home and somebody take the phone away from him. Just chill out, Kanye.
Yeah, just give it a rest. He's been taken off the billionaires list, the Forbes' billionaires list, because he's... The runners were making him so much money with Adidas that his value, his stock has plummeted. I think he's going to be all right. Safe to say, though, he's not going to be wearing Skechers anytime soon. Is it Skechers that do the bum lift ones or the ones that are...
Oh, do they? Oh, yeah. The MB one. What are they called?
They're walking, like they've got a kind of an arch support.
Ian Dempsey used to have a pair, actually.
And famously, Ian has a lovely bottom. Lewis Capaldi on today. Lewis Capaldi and...
What's the name of this? Forget Me, isn't it?
I just forgot it.
Was that deliberate? I tell you, you're good. That's why you're in the big bucks, huh?
Today FM playing the music you love. There's that Lewis Capaldi with...
Yeah, Forget Me, yeah, whatever. Hook, line and sinker.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Speaking of loving it, Ireland appeared to be loving it last night on the television. What was the story? Do you know what? I knew this was going to happen. Didn't I say this to you yesterday?
You did.
Hot stud Australian appearing on Irish television. I saw his photograph and I was like, any money the newspapers are going to all have new builder on telly and everyone is saying that. RTE viewers all saying the same thing. Here we go. This is the Irish Sun. RTE Build Your Own Home viewers all left saying the same thing about builder Harrison Gardner. Stud. Stunning. He's stunning. Let me call my gardener. Let me call my builder guy.
Builder guy, all right.
Hang on, let me call my Australian builder guy. It's ringing.
He's based in Clare, is he?
He is, yeah.
Hello.
Is that Harrison Gardner?
It is, yeah.
Hello there, sir. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on your show. You were on last night with...
Thank you so much.
Build Your Own Home. How'd you find it? What was the reaction like to it?
Well, the reaction in the living room I was in was very good. What was the reaction in your living room like?
Mostly positive.
Very good.
I think Ireland fancies you as well. There's been a positive reaction... To a hot Australian dude on telly.
Very good.
You're putting the rest of us to shame. Now, I've been on Irish television for about 12 years now, yeah. And I've never gotten the reaction that you've gotten,
relatable,
Ray. It'll pass, Ray. Don't worry about it.
I need you to drink a bottle of wine a night, Harrison. Here's a funny one for you, Harrison Gardner. Would you not consider rebranding Harrison Builder Given,
given, I know, but it's really important to stay aspirational, Ray. You know, right, I already know how to build, but I don't know how to garden yet. So,
that's your next move.
Keeps me humble, yeah.
Tell us, what's your story? You're based in Clare, is it?
Yeah, I'm based in Clare. I'm out here right now working on my own extension.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you built your own, before you went into the TV show, you built your own house, is that right?
I did, of course, yeah. And I've built dozens of houses over the years. But since moving to Ireland, I bought an old cottage out in Clare, and it's the never-ending project because I keep having new ideas and things I want to try out, and kids keep appearing out of nowhere. So we've got to keep making rooms for them to fill.
How long are you over here? Hello?
Hiya, sorry. Hi, sorry.
How long are you here? How long have you been in Ireland?
I've been in Ireland almost 7 years now.
All right, okay. And what, was it love that brought you here or what?
No, not at all, actually. I was passing through and I met some really good people. And at the time I was working abroad and I just kept coming back. I kept wanting to come back in between every job that I did. And before long, I found this place that I could afford to buy, which was the main reason that I bought it, in County Clare, which I had never been to before. And I bought a fixer-upper and I was going to spend some time experimenting and trying some things out. And then I did fall in love and have since started a family here and am very much here to stay now.
Well, you're one of us. I can. Do you know what? For someone that's only been here 7 years, the accent is... you're mostly Irish at this stage, although I imagine when you talk to your Australians, they're it's the other way around, is it? Or you become more Australian?
Yeah, you know, I don't hear it at all, but there are some pretty thick accents out here in Clare, so I had to adapt so people could understand me.
You got to adapt pretty quickly for the Clare men. So tell us then, in terms of your experience in the show, a lot of love for you generally, like that. It's a very different program because, of course, we've been rare to this stage on Dermot Bannon and his Rooms to Improve and whatnot, and his floor to ceiling windows. A very different kind of show. Did you set out to make a different show when you were making this?
Oh no, I had nothing I was comparing myself to when we were making this show. You know, I was trying to help people find another way to create homes for themselves, and we did that. I think we worked really hard to create a show that people could relate to and that people would be inspired by and not pushed back at the idea of creating their own home. And after seeing the first episode, which that was the first time I'd seen it as well, I feel really good about what we offered everyone there. And I think we showed people what's possible if you're willing to put in the sweat and definitely the tears on Grace and Robbie's part for building their own home.
Certainly. The relatability question is one that I'm sure that must have come up in terms of doing a property show in Ireland at the moment when people can't afford to buy a house, people can't get a loan, they can't get financing.
Yeah.
And then in terms of where they can't get homes near to either towns or where they want to live, but more and more affordable homes becoming necessary. But for this show, you do sort of take that on rather than going, we're going to spend $500,000 on floor to ceiling windows. You're working much more within smaller budgets and more affordability. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm just trying to show people the things that I've learned over the years of building houses all over the world. And Ireland, while it has its unique things to it, is no different from every other country out there. And we just have to adapt to the environment we're in. And the environment here is changing constantly. The price of materials are changing. The price of labor changes. Access to material changes. So we have to be just as agile, even when we do stay in the same geographical location, as I used to be when I was hopping from country to country, building as we went. And I think really I was just trying to share a little bit of what I'd managed to create here in Clare with people as well, which is that these things that we call ruins, these piles of stones dotted all over the Irish landscape, which were homes that were built hundreds of years ago and are still standing, they are salvageable and they're savable, and there's so much that we can do with them, and there's something hugely important and beautiful about these structures. And it's a real honor to be able to be working with people and teaching people different ways to save structures and to put some value on the work that was put in them so many years ago,
whether
it was in the 80s or the 70s or whether it was in the 1870s or the 1820s.
It's called Build Your Own Home. It's on Wednesday night on RTE at 9:35 p.m. Harrison Gardner, Builder Harrison Gardner, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, sir.
Thanks so much for having me, Ray.
Cheers, man. All the best. Actually, I'm a bit of this for Harrison, actually. Like
everybody needs good neighbours. Just a friendly wave each morning.
Helps. It's gone. Because I had other options, actually, for I was going to play the Australian...
He wasn't hanging around for this.
I was going to play the Australian National Anthem. You know we belong together. Sorry, that's not the Australian National Anthem.
That's the anthem.
Let's get him on there. In fairness, though, if you got neighbours... Harrison could end up building their house for them.
Ray Foley.
Check it out Wednesday night.
With Supermax. Home of the 100% Irish chicken.
Justin Bieber, what do you mean? This is Today FM playing the music you love. And good afternoon. Kevin in Galway won €60,292.91. Text on 0874-100-102.
Kieran's got a question where he says, is that Kevin in Galway from What's Not on the Den? Kevin in Galway.
There's a blast in the past. Yep. This is What's Not. Everyone remembers this. Do I need to contextualize it?
For a little.
For anyone that's never been in Ireland before, What's Not was a feature on The Den where two kids are on the line and they need to ask questions that you can answer yes or no to.
Now, that's crucial.
Yeah. One was Amy and the other was Kevin in Galway. I don't think it's the same Kevin.
Does the maths add up? Could it be?
Could it be a grown-up Kevin in Galway? So it starts with Amy.
Well, listen, the computer mumbled all the names together.
The audio's horrible, by the way, but you can just about make it out.
And Amy, you came up first, ask Snotzer a question.
Is this a person?
No, it's not a person, Amy! Back to Kevin in County Galway.
There he is, Kevin in Galway.
Kevin?
Yeah?
Would you like to ask a question to Snotzer?
Where'd you get your shades?
Now, the pig, Snotzer, is wearing sunshades, just FYI.
Did he get any shades? Well, we got them off this chap called Bono. He was really cool in a band called U2, Kevin.
Hold on, I don't think that's sort of... Kevin, you can ask a question, Kevin.
Kevin, you can ask it. It can be a person, place, thing, or object. What would you like? And it can be yes or no.
This is Francis, isn't it, his name?
Yeah.
Francis losing it.
Say that again?
Oh, jeez.
Kevin. It can be a person, place, thing or object, and you can ask him a question if you'd like to ask.
To try and guess which one I am. Yeah. So, Kevin, would you like to ask me another question?
Yeah.
Kevin's under pressure now, you can tell.
Yeah. Where'd you get your hairstyle?
Oh, Kevin. I think the Today FM cash machine is a much easier concept to grasp.
Ray Foley.
Congratulations. Different Kevin.
Supermax and Super
Soul. I don't know why. Lizzo, To Be Loved on Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on for your afternoon. JP's babysitting me.
Hello.
0874-100-102. What have I got for you? This is the spooky, scary. Just play the song. That's wrong. You were telling me Andrew Gold, wasn't it?
Yeah, the singer-songwriter, yeah.
Hang on now. So he did this.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think
a spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak from their sarcophagus.
Ooh, spooky.
Spooky, scary, spooky, scary, spooky, scary,
right, that's enough of that. And he wrote, so the same fella who wrote that wrote Lonely Boy back in the day.
Correct.
Are you joking me?
I'm not joking.
This is brilliant. This is brilliant.
I love this song.
This is a great song. What songs I heard the other day as well that made me go, oh, stop. It's a song you never... Well, let me skim on actually for you. Hang on. Boy.
Do you know what other song he wrote?
No.
Thank You for Being a Friend.
What? Oh!
Yes, indeed.
Stop the lights. That's the same fella.
This guy had major skills.
Oh.
So he wrote like TV tunes. He wrote his own solo material that was released as proper music.
He actually recorded Thank You for Being a Friend originally himself. And then it was covered again for the Golden Girls theme tune.
Thank you.
Song.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Come on, Ireland. You know the words.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew,
you would see
the biggest gift would be from me.
Do you remember Telly? Do you remember the Golden Girls?
I would say,
thank you for being a friend.
The song I heard randomly over the weekend, or just, it was OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Yeah.
What was it though?
The lead singer of OMD wrote...
I looked this up. I went down a wormhole.
Atomic Kitten's first single.
He created Atomic Kitten. He was the mogul or the maestro behind them. What was it? It was on the Sugar Tax album. Was it Sailing on the Seven Seas? Oh, it was.
Oh. He's off on one now. Enola Gay, another brilliant song by OMD.
This, while we're at. This is like unstoppable. This is just crazy. And it's kind of Halloweenish as well, isn't it? Ooh, spooky. That's amazing. Sorry, I've gone off. I've gone tangents. Of course, Halloween this weekend. I won't be going trick-or-treating. I'll be scaring kids at the door while my own kids. I'll be giving out the sweets at my own front door. So this week, we're calling on you to put your scare skills to the test for your chance to win a two-night stay in the Hard Rock Hotel in Dublin and a pair of tickets to see Westlife's Home for Christmas tour. Now, that's terrifying. The prospect of seeing Westlife live on stage. Surely that terrifies you sufficiently, and we want you to terrify us. Scare your friends, scare your family, scare your housemates. No one is safe. Simply send your scare videos. Oh, so we just want your videos.
Yeah.
So giving people frights. For the weekend that's in it, email boo, B-O-O, at todayfm.com before Friday to enter. And we'll put you in to win a two-night stay in the Hard Rock Hotel in Dublin and a pair of tickets to see Westlife. If you're a Westlife fan, Boo, B-O-O, at todayfm.com. Get the text in before tomorrow, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it cut off midnight tonight, or are we doing it in the morning? Probably the morning. So you get your fright videos. You've already got them recorded in your phone. Giving people spooks and frights and jumps and scares. Boo at todayfm.com. Drop us an email. You can send it from your phone or record it. Get the recording done as quickly as you can. B-O-O at todayfm.com. Ace of Base. This is the sign on Today F. Stunning.
Take flight. Blinding light.
Yes. I actually really like the song. Beyonce and Cuff It. Sure, that's not the actual name of the song, Cuff It.
Oh, it's...
There's a different... There's
called something else.
Different version. This is the radio-friendly version.
Oh, dear.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Pull it up, cuff it up. Today FM. Playing the music you love. Stunning.
Stunning.
Beyonce. Say what you like about Beyonce. She's stunning. Is that the show then?
Yeah, we're done.
Don't forget Boo, B-O-O at todayfm.com for your scary videos and your fright videos. Email them. Don't be sending them into us on WhatsApp. You're wasting your time. Send it by email, boo at todayfm.com to get in to win the Westlife tickets and the two-night stay in the Hard Rock Hotel in Dublin. So much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah, we didn't get to do Dermot Kennedy Space Centre. We're singing Heartthrob and... Amateur space fan,
that's
Dermot.
True, yeah.
He takes us on a tour of the Dermot Kennedy Space Centre, and we didn't get to do Hakuna Frittata. Where omelette fan and frittata lover James Corden pays homage to his favourite egg-based dish by singing his take on Hakuna Matata. It's Hakuna Frittata. 4-day-old joke there, but hey.
Yeah, hi.
Still good.
Still good.
We reheated it for Thursday.
With Supermax, home of the 100%
That's next. Have a
chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.